speak up then when I ask, because it'll be interesting. Well, you would probably say seed, and you'd probably say pit. Sorry, I didn't mean to be bossy.
That's quite all right. We want it.
And the stone, you'd say, the peach has a stone, and you'd probably say stone too.
I think I'd say seed, the peach seed.
Okay. Now, you eat an apple, but you don't eat all of it. You throw away the
core.
Core, we're agreed on that.
And you remember, you're German people, maybe your folks or somebody talk about pieces of dried apple.
Oh, we used to have them.
Uh-huh. What did you call them?
Oh, schnitze, is that what you're after? We used to schnitz them anyway.
Or
quarter them.
That would be the same as quartering.
Mm-hmm.
Know that.
the schnitzing, I think, was a German word, but...
Is a Wiener Schnitzel and something to do with that, too? Schnitzel and quartering? Maybe it is. I never thought of that.
Maybe it's just a piece. Maybe schnitz means a piece, and then a quarter is a piece, so they would be tie up in that way, possibly.
You didn't have that in your family, schnitz?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That was both. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what kind of nuts are there? Just name a couple.
Walnuts and...
hickory nuts.
Pecans.
Hazelnuts. You did say walnuts.
And we had the black... what do I want to say? Black walnuts, yes. We used to grow those. Big tree of them.
Mm-hmm. And the kind that you'd buy at the ballpark?
Peanuts.
And do you have any distinction between homemade or store-bought peanuts? I know you don't make peanuts, but I mean...
Well, we don't raise them. You know, we did raise them, so...
You wouldn't have goobers or...
No.
And how about the shell, if you put it that way, the walnuts, let's go to the walnuts. It has two covers, a hard one and a soft one. Is one a shell, or which? What would you call the soft cover and the hard cover? Soft outside, hard inside, I guess. Or it's the other way around. I think it's that one.
Well, we'd run the walnuts through a corn sheller to take off that outside skin,
we used to say.
We used to say hull walnuts.
Hull, is that the word?
Hull. And the inside then would be the thing you have to crack.
The shell or the...
Okay. You wouldn't call that a hull.
I don't believe.
No, we had the hull, and when we just took that outer skin off, that was hulling the walnuts. Then
you had to work on the shell. That's too much
work.
Well,
they are on that side.
They would be put some place to dry then, pardon me. But then later on in the winter, we do that in the fall, and then later in the winter, why?
I go to the store and buy them in a bag, I think.
That is about the simplest, especially with those black walnuts. They're very hard to...
Well, if we had a dozen oranges yesterday and we don't have any today, we'd say, well, the...
haven't got any.
Or the oranges are...
All gone.
Are all?
All gone.
Oh, you'd add gone, okay.
Yes.
That peddler come around that time, he said the apples are all gone and the peaches are all gone. They were supposed to be frozen that year.
You check with your Pennsylvania Dutch friend about saying the apples are all.
Oh, okay.
And he might not, but some do. The vegetables that you might grow in the garden would be what kinds?
Homegrown.
Or just name a few of the vegetables.
Oh, lettuce, green beans, peas, beets, carrots. More recently we had spinach in some of those, but the old standbys were...
Mm-hmm. And green...
green beans.
Or the hot things that you... put on hamburger sometimes to make your breath bad.
Oh, onions. Oh, yes, we always grow onions.
People generally forget that one for some reason or
other.
Yes, some social thing that gets onions.
I wonder if it's
them.
Because we don't just think of it as a vegetable. It surely is, and yet we don't eat it as a dish. We just
that's
use
probably.
It for a...
And the big red ones, put the plants out.